This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to do you do today. Best Fiends, engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Mercari. Mercari is an app you can use to sell the stuff. Mercari makes it fast and easy for anyone to sell and earn some extra cash. Take a few pics, add a description, set a price, and boom, your item is listed. So if you have things that you don't use, sell them, ship them, and get paid. Check out Mercari on the app stores or on Mercari.com. Ritual Vitamins, better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. And the Home Depot. Shop today and you'll get free and flexible delivery with easy returns. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on the styles you love when you use code OFFTHEVINE1010 at checkout. Find exactly what you're looking for and more at thehomedepot.com/decor. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information. Question for you. Did you know that right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your little doggy to make you breakfast in bed with a Belgian waffle and fresh fruit compote? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen, but at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's
down with OTV? Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Today on the podcast, I have a singer, social media personality whose accomplishments on TikTok are what TikTok dreams are made of and what I can only aspire to reach one day. Maybe one day I'll have 46 million followers on TikTok. She originally gained a following on Musical.ly, which is now known as TikTok, when she was only in sixth grade. Since becoming popular on TikTok, she's also signed a record deal, released several singles. She was featured in a T-Swift video. We talk a lot about how what Taylor Swift told her, what it's like to meet Taylor Swift. We also find out what huge celebrity slid into her DMs and who she big time. She ignored him. Find out later. She gained about 75 million followers across all social media platforms. Not a big deal. She talks about how she navigates that world, the bullying, everything that goes along with it. So I hope you enjoy the podcast with Lauren Gray. Let's get right into it because I am just mind blown by you at 18 years old already. I can't even imagine where you're going in the next 10 years. But how did you get your start on social media? Like, how did this all happen for you?
So I like to say I started by accident because I didn't know. So I started on Musical.ly before it was became TikTok.
Right.
And I was posting on there because everyone at my school was. But I didn't know that it was a platform in itself. You know how like you use Dubsmash to post on Instagram?
Yeah.
Back in the day. So that's kind of how I was using it. And then I started getting all these followers on Instagram. I didn't know where they were coming from. And then once I checked back on Musical.ly, I realized I had like 30,000 followers on there.
Oh my God.
That's kind of what started it all. And then I just kind of was consistent with it. And it was a learning experience for me because I didn't know that social media popularity was necessarily a thing or a career.
Yeah.
And I definitely think it's evolved since then a lot, but that's kind of what started it. Yeah.
Yeah. When was that? 2015?
So yeah, that was 2015, 2016. I would say closer to 2016 is when I first started uploading. So I was 13 turning 14.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So young. Okay. Well, how old was I when I think I was 20, 6 when I discovered Instagram, and I didn't realize people could follow me. I thought it was just a place for me to edit some photos, and I threw up a nude of myself that I was like gonna edit and like send to my boyfriend, my long distance boyfriend, and not knowing people could follow me on it. And one of my girlfriends was like, Caitlin, and I was like, what? She's like, I'm following you on Instagram. And I was like, I had no idea. So
that was pretty much how it was for me, for sure. I mean, I was 13, so there wasn't a whole lot of things I could post, but I was posting videos like lip syncing to like not so great songs and like my little Nike sports bra. And then once my mom, once I told her what was happening, she signed up and she like looked at it and she was like, you need to take down this, 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 and this. And I'm also from Philly, so like there's a different culture there than there is here in LA. And I definitely grew up pretty fast, especially from that
state. When did you move out? Because so you were 15. So you're in LA now and you're 18. When did you move out?
So I've lived here for 4 years. This is my 4th year. So I got my first apartment when I was 14. Wow. So kind of in that same year, I was 14, turned like on the cusp of 15. And my mom lived with me for the first 3 years. And then after my first year being in an apartment, we found this house, which was like a great deal. My landlord's great. And I live here now, and I have for the past going on 3 years. And then now I'm looking to hopefully buy, but I have to get my credit score up because I just turned 18.
Wow, that's so crazy. I didn't even know, like 45 point something million followers on TikTok. Did you have those followers on Musical.ly and then you transferred them over to TikTok? I don't even know how that works.
Yeah, it's essentially the same app. The only thing is that Musical.ly was, I believe, a German company, and then they sold to China, and then they kind of rebranded after that deal.
Okay. How scared are you that, do you have any insight? Is TikTok going away?
I have no idea. I'm interested to see what happens, but luckily I've been around long enough that I feel like I've branched out, beyond just that platform. And I mean, like, you know, I have numbers elsewhere, so it doesn't really, I mean, it obviously hurts a little bit, but
your Instagram isn't doing so bad. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right for now.
That's crazy. Do you get so many people asking you to do brand deals on like your platforms, and how do you navigate which ones to like work with? Do you like stick to beauty and that kind of thing? Because I'm sure you're getting everything left and right of things coming at you for people wanting to advertise with those numbers.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I make the majority of my income, I would say. So it depends, because a lot of the times, a lot of things come to my email, but my team kind of sifts through what they think would be suitable and what sounds like it could be a good fit, because luckily my team knows me really well, and they know the types of things I say no to. And I really only partner with people that I feel like align with who I am and what my brand is, because if not, it's not beneficial to anyone. And like, for example, I just partnered with Revlon, and they're really great and really flexible with like, you know, listening to my ideas. I just partnered with Best Buy. I just announced that today, on a new laptop. So there's things that, I align myself with that I feel like people won't think is weird, you know, like,
yeah, it makes sense for you.
Yeah. Because there are certain things that I can't really promote, you know, like, I don't know what would be a good example of that, but you know, it has to fit into my life.
Alcohol, sex toys. You stay away from those.
Yeah. Those kind of things. Especially alcohol, cause I'm not old enough for that.
Exactly. So,
but I mean, everything else is pretty much on the table if it fits.
Yeah. That's, so you have a team that helps you do that. How did you gather this team, and what would you say you're, like you say, you align things with your brand. What would you say Lauren's brand is?
Okay. Yeah. So my team, it took a lot of trial and error. There's a lot of trial and error, especially because social media is such uncharted territory. I feel like it's hard to really navigate. I mean, when I was 13, people screwed me left and right. Like I remember this one team that I had, was getting me deals that I didn't know how much money you could actually make on social media, and they were getting me deals. And my mom and I weren't super educated. We were kind of blindly trusting people that we felt knew the business. And my mom is a great player in all this, by the way. My mom's badass, and she's great. She's not a stage mom, but she's like, she knows her shit. I really respect her for that, and I appreciate her. But, you know, like, I would be getting deals that were $10,000, but they would pocket 90% of it and give me like $800, and I would have no idea because I didn't.
You're like, cool, $800.
I was like, sick. Yeah. Like, I could buy some shit with this.
Yeah.
So it took a lot of experiences like that. I would say at least 4 or 5 to get to a point where my team now is really solid, and I trust them, and they have backgrounds in both music and social media. So that took a long time, but I'm very grateful for the team that I have now.
That's hard to come by a good team.
Really hard, yeah.
Unfortunately, you do have to do it by trial and error. So I'm glad you found your people.
And I feel like I personally don't think I would have been able to do that by myself. But my mom, like I said, she's a baddie. She knows what she's talking about. And she learned real quick. My mom's a smart woman. But
good, she'll pass it on to you.
Yeah, she tries.
Quick little cue for ya. What are you doing in your free time? If you're anything like me, you've been spending a lot of downtime lately playing Best Fiends. And if you're not playing Best Fiends yet, you should be. It's hours of fun you can enjoy anytime. Best Fiends has challenging puzzles to solve, really cute characters to collect, and new levels to add every day. I love playing because, one, it gives me a break through the day, but two, it also still has me using that noggin of mine. As I have gotten further into the game, some of these levels are actually super difficult and really have me using strategy to figure out how I'm going to get to the next one. Gosh, I should have been on Big Brother. The game is actually so fun to look at, too, because they have the coolest visuals, the cutest characters, and it's always changing. I also love to ask my friends what level they're on, and if I'm not already there, you know I'm going to love to get there ASAP because the game has me feeling extra competitive. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old or boring. Best Fiends treats the game like a service for their players. It also doesn't require internet to play, which is nice, so you don't need to worry about Wi-Fi access or using your data. I love that I can play it everywhere I go because all I need is my phone and a few minutes to enjoy the game. There's over 100,000 to be exact, downloads. Yes, you heard that right. So pretty much everyone is already joining this game, and if you're not yet, you should be. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month, hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. So download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
My brand, I guess, to answer the second part of your question, I feel like I've always been relatively positive. So I feel like that's something that I try to promote as much as possible. I feel like, just keeping it, you know, PG, but also still cool. Like, I don't want to be corny, but I want to be a good role model. And there's a lot of, you'd be surprised. I was in Starbucks yesterday at the grocery store, and this little girl was probably like 7. I was like, oh, I don't even know how she has a phone. And I looked over, she was taking a picture of me. But like, those are the things that I have to be conscious of, because then when someone's parents or like, you know what I mean? It's just when kids are involved, it's important for me to do that. But I mean, I focus a lot on beauty, fashion. That's something that I'm really passionate about. Music. I don't know. I'm just like the girl next door. I'm not trying to be edgy. I'm not trying to be different. I'm just trying to be me. And I know that I'm not anything super cool, but I'm all right.
Yes, you are. Are you freaking kidding me? You're so cool.
I feel like everyone's trying to
be yourself.
I feel like we live in an age where everyone's trying to be edgy and badass. And I kind of, I'm just not that, but that's kind of my brand, is that I'm pretty basic, and that's all right.
Hey, you know,
I got some looks every now and then, and you know.
That's okay, because at the age of 18, if you're, you know, being authentic and you're just like claiming this is who I am, and it's, you might not like it, or I know a lot of people are trying to, if you're doing that at 18, that's, you know what, you've got a good head on your shoulders then. And if you're trying to be positive, I love that you said that's part of your brand, because I'm sure since you've been active on social media from that age, 13 to now 18, have you probably experienced so much bullying?
Yeah. Definitely. It's really difficult because I definitely made my fair share of mistakes in the beginning. I definitely, especially, I was in public school. I was just a normal kid and didn't really understand that this was eventually going to be a business. So, I definitely made my fair share of mistakes, and I definitely learned really fast what not to say and how to present yourself and, what's socially acceptable, because I don't think that I was very aware of those things at the time.
At that age. I mean,
but I learned, like, by the time I was 14, I'd say I had the same mentality that I do now. It's like, okay, this isn't cool. Like, you gotta be on top of your shit. But with that, comes, like you said, bullying, and people always have something to say. But I also figured out pretty quick that people only say things when they're insecure about themselves. It all boils down to that, unless there's some truth in it, unless it's something that constructive that I can learn from. But if there's no truth in something that someone's saying, I don't really pay attention to it like I used to in the beginning, for sure. But now,
that's how do you, like, I've said before from being on TV, I actually handle bullying worse down the road than I did then. Like, it was also new to me that I kind of found it entertaining, or I was like, well, of course people are going to like me and hate me and I'm on the show. And now the bullying to me hurts more because I've been off TV for a little while, and I feel like I've, you know, just only been myself on social media. So for people to bully me now, I'm like, man, you really hate me for who I am. But it's hard for even me as a 35-year-old woman to remember where that stems from in their own insecurities. So how, from 13 to now, how have you continued to stay positive like that and told yourself these things?
I don't think it's consistently positive, and I'm very open about that with my platform. Like, if something's hurting me or something's, you know, I just feel like it's important for people to know those things, that I'm a real person, because that's another thing, with social media, is people just want to see humanity. They just want to see something realistic. And I feel like that's something I also had to do over time, was kind of convince people that I'm a real person, which was difficult. Because, you know, being vulnerable on the internet, people are going to say shit no matter what.
Yeah.
But being vulnerable on the internet,
like on TikTok, it's hard to be vulnerable on there. It's hard to, like, you know, you're just doing your stuff on TikTok or Instagram. So what platform do you use that you feel like you're your real self, where people can find that?
I feel like I try to do it as much as I can. I mean, when it comes to, like, I mean, Twitter, I guess, is where I talk the most. Instagram too, but I've also shared pretty personal things on TikTok as well that were really hard to do. And
you opened up about your experience with sexual assault, which was so brave and so incredible of you to do, especially at the age that you're in. I think a lot of people in their teens and 18 is still a teen of being afraid of what people will think of that or what they're gonna say, or maybe not even speaking out about that. So why was it important to you to open up about that and for you to be open in general on social media? Is it just to remind people that you're human, or to make, you know, other people feel like they can talk about these situations as well?
Yeah, so it's a weird catch-22, especially with social media in 2020, because I've seen so much evolution in the way people perceive things and the way that the masses react to situations. And I feel like while bullying might be at an all-time high with people being so sarcastic and, like, cancel culture and everything like that, but I also feel like there's been a lot of growth and people are a lot more understanding, especially in, you know, my generation of kids, my kind of age range, are a lot more understanding. And I feel like it's important to share things like what I've experienced, not only so people can see that, you know, I am a person, but also that it happens to, things like this happen to everyone. Bad shit happens to everyone, no matter who you are. And I feel like that's important, especially because my audience is young, and I wish I would have been able to look up to someone who shared experiences like that, that I could have related to, because I felt really alone. So I feel like I just don't want other people to feel alone like I did, you know?
I think that's important. That's something that I always said with even like body positivity and certain things like that. I always wish I had someone to look up to, because we had, you know, back in my generation, we had like magazines and that kind of thing that still always told you what you should look like, what you should be like, how you attract guys, like all these things of being told and of like what you need to be as a woman. And I think that's the beauty of, you know, some platforms and social media, and all people are being a little more vulnerable and opening up and sharing their stories, which shows younger kids that it's okay, or that they can talk about it and all those kinds of things. So that is something I really love about this generation of people on social media, the ones with a large following. I feel like people are learning to be more vulnerable and honest. So I love that you do that.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess my thought process is like, why not? Because the worst, there's everything that people could say about me isn't anything I haven't heard before, you know? And if it's going to help one person, then it's something worth sharing, I feel. And I mean, a lot of people reached out to me after I shared that and were like, I had no idea that this, you know, happens to people like you. And in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, shit happens to me all the time. Right. But people don't get to see that unless you let them. Right. People can't relate to that or find a little bit of themselves in you if you don't allow them to see that side of you, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
All right, let's take a minute. We've all been spending a lot of time at home, cleaning out closets, basements or garages, and realizing that you have way too much stuff you don't even use anymore, and it's taken up space. Now, luckily, I found out about an app called Mercari to sell my stuff and make more space in my house. It's the fast and easy way to declutter your home. You just simply download Mercari, take a few pics, add a description, and boom, the item is listed and sold in no time. Mercari will email the shipping label so there's no meetups and you can sell stuff right from home. Love the convenience. Mercari helps you make a few extra bucks and clear valuable space in your home. Plus, it has over 50 million downloads in all 50 states and more than 700,000 reviews on the App Store. Download Mercari and give your stuff a new life. Sell and buy almost anything on Mercari. Find it on the App Store or on Mercari.com. That's Mercari, Mercari, America's no meetup marketplace. Download today.
You've mentioned in the past that you only really have a couple of close friends, and you try and stay away from the parties and influencer events and stuff that a lot of people that of your status and with your following and are involved in, especially being in LA. Why is that?
You know, it's kind of hard to say, because partially there's a few different reasons. Partially it's because I feel like a lot of people rely on drama and parties and that sort of thing to get ahead. Mm-hmm. And I just never wanted to be that. It's not anything negative, it's people who do, but I want to see how far I can get being me and on my own, you know? So that's part of it. And I mean, also I'm very to myself, and it's really hard for me to make friends. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's also the sort of the isolating part about having a lot of followers, because a lot of people think, well, you know, you probably think everyone's using you, kind of, but it's also just hard to tell who's really your friend.
Yeah.
Because people will hang out with me and kiss my ass and, you know, let's hang out, let's do this, let's do that. And then they talk about how they want to be famous on TikTok. And then I'm like, okay, I get it now. But not even
so
just that.
Subtle. They're so subtle.
Yeah, but not even just that, but the people who I feel like I could relate to, the people who, you know, have a lot of followers and deal with, you know, hate every day and who work as hard as I do, they don't answer my texts or they don't respond to my DMs. So it's really hard to like meet somewhere in the middle, because it's this weird, it's really strange the way that social media friendships are versus real authentic friendships. Like none of my friends have over, you know, 300,000 followers, and they have followers. It's partially because we're all friends, you know? So it's just a weird difference that you get.
You can you know, find the difference in real friendships and social media friendships. And I know there's so many young kids out there that want to be TikTok famous and, you know, get to that level. What would your advice be to them? Like, not to get there, but like, from them wanting that, what would you say to them?
I think that I feel like it seems easy. You know, it seems like I just wake up and make a TikTok and make a bag and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's so much more involved than that. My brain throughout my day, I can't just sleep in until 2 o'clock and wake up and post a TikTok and then eat some food and go to sleep. Like, I have to keep so many people happy, and I'm constantly thinking about, what's my next post going to be? Did I post enough today? Did I post too much today? Did I respond to people enough today? Did I do this enough today? Every day is like, I'm setting a new goal for myself, and which is kind of unrealistic at times because social media is so inconsistent. Mm-hmm. So if there's a week where I gain 40,000 followers instead of 50,000 followers, I'm like, I'm irrelevant. Like, I don't know what to do.
Stop.
The case. And I'm trying to get out of that mindset, but I feel like people just think that it's easy, and it's not easy to keep a lot of people happy. And it's stressful because you don't know how long you can keep people interested, you know? So it's definitely difficult, and I feel like people just think that it's something I can roll out of bed and do.
Yeah, how many is too many TikToks in a day?
I don't know. I've been trying to post when I feel like I have something to share.
Yeah.
Because some days I would really stress myself out, being like, oh, I need to find a sound to make a TikTok to, or what's gonna get the most likes. And now it's just it's really, really time consuming and stressful. And I feel like my videos do better when I just do it when I like what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. But if you're asking how many TikToks is too much in a day, I would say more than 4.
Oh gosh. I like struggle to do 1 a week, because I'm like, well, I should probably do 1.
Yeah, no, me too. I struggle sometimes because I've done videos for the past 5 years. I've done 15-second videos for the past 5 years. And when you've done that, sometimes your brain is like, we've done it all. Like, what else is there to do? So it's hard to think of new ideas and come up with things that are going to be engaging and different. And it's also hard for me because, like I said, I try not to rely on things like drama or, you know, oversharing my personal life and things like that. So to keep people engaged without being a walking reality show can be really difficult.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Hi guys, I'm Violet Benson, and welcome to another episode with me on Too Tired to Be Crazy. Transfers all of the saliva into my mouth. So I just have to keep trying to swallow it as his tongue is just like doing its thing, like all the way down my throat. Mortified. Like, I wasn't scared anymore to admit what I need and to ask for what I need. And I just feel like it's like a whole new dating chapter for me, honestly. I typed in you, and instead of going to YouTube, it went to YouPorn.
Be sure to check out Too Tired to Be Crazy on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast One.
I just downloaded it.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
How do you stay, like, I don't know if sane is the right word, but how do you make sure you're not letting likes and the followers take over your self-worth?
Sometimes I do. That's the hard thing, because I honestly, sometimes it does get in the way. And if I'm on Instagram for too long and I start comparing myself to all the other beautiful girls on Instagram, it does start to make you feel like, oh, well, maybe I should be more like this, or why don't I do this like she does, or why am I not that skinny? Which I have struggled with, you know, like when I first moved here, eating disorders and things like that because of that constant comparison. But I feel like now that I've sort of gotten out of the mindset of putting so much pressure on myself, it's a little easier to put my phone down. Mm-hmm. And music also helps a lot with that, because I have a studio in my house now. So when I'm recording, I can't be on my phone.
Yeah.
And that helps to kind of remove me from that situation for long enough to where I'm occupied. My thoughts are occupied by something else because there's so much going on there.
That's so important. You can, you know, turn that off and actually get into, because I was going to say, I mean, in addition to all of this, you have an incredible music career and you've been pursuing music and you can put your phone down and like, do you write your own music and like go in the studio and sing like your feelings? Because that's got to be therapeutic.
Yeah, yeah. So it depends. Even sometimes, I mean, I love writing, but even sometimes just if it's a demo that someone's already done and I'm like, cool, even just the act of putting my mind somewhere else, because recording takes so much. Like I have to make sure that, you know, the computer's right, because I'm recording myself. So there's a lot happening and I'm not thinking about this, but when I'm not there or I'm not cleaning or doing something, you know, productive, I can't. Like I have to be going or else I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah. And
I feel like that's one of the downfalls of starting a career so young.
Right.
Because this is all I know. Like all I know is wake up at 7, you know, work out, make your videos, you know, eat a healthy lunch and do your brand deals and record your songs. And like, and I do everything myself. So it can be overwhelming. And I feel like I'm still trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You're probably always going to be trying to figure that out. It's just, that's any career anyone would choose, right? Anything that you're successful in and a career path that you're on, you're always going to learn and grow and go through challenges and ups and downs and highs and lows. So don't be too hard on yourself.
All right, let's take a second. I think we all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies, and that's exactly why Ritual's founder is on a mission to reinvent the vitamin industry. Kat Schneider and her team of scientists at Ritual are making clinically tested a new normal. Not only have they obsessively researched each nutrient in their visionary women's multivitamin, carefully choosing forms that are absorbable by the body, but they've also tested their formula, and science-backed isn't just a buzzword for them. It's the standard, as it should be. Ritual left out mystery additives, synthetic fillers, and shady extras that can be found in some traditional multivitamins. I hate when you don't know what's in the stuff you're putting in your own body, and they're committed to showing you their nutrients, where it came from, and why they chose it. They call it traceability. I love that I can trust these vitamins are what they say they are. I take them each night as part of my routine, and when I take them, I know that I can feel good about doing something positive for myself and my body. I've been taking them for quite a while now, and I know that they will be part of my routine indefinitely because they just help me make sure I'm getting all the nutrients that otherwise I'd likely be missing on. I also love that Ritual is designed to be gentle on an empty stomach. Mint essence tabs in every bottle makes taking your vitamins a minty fresh experience. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/vine to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/vine.
But that's so cool that you do music. And didn't you work with Taylor Swift?
I was in her music video, yeah.
Which one?
For The Man.
What? That's so freaking cool. How was it like working with her?
It was like, first of all, I'm not just saying this because I was in her music video, but she's been like my number one pop star since I was little. Like I had Fearless on CD and I used to put it in my karaoke machine. So I love her. And I actually didn't know what exactly I was walking into, because with, you know, big artists and music videos, they usually don't tell you until you're on set who it's for. I just knew that it was supposed to be really a really good experience. So I was like, okay, cool.
And oh, you didn't know? That's crazy.
I had no idea until I got there, and I still didn't know. They had all these curtains set up, right, for her to walk behind. So yeah. She was kind of like separated from like the cast and the extras or whatever, so she could kind of go her own way. And she went one way and her mom came out, and her mom was like, oh, thank you so much for doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why does she look so damn familiar? And I'm like, ah, thanks, like nice to meet you too, and cool. But I was like, she looks really familiar, really nice woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got back to like the green room, they were telling me who it was for, and I was like, this is my idol, like my pop star idol. And I was it's like, oh shit, they say never to meet your idols. So now I'm like freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was a little, I was like a ball girl, during a tennis match scene. So it was literally only me, her, and a stunt double in the scene.
Wow.
And I get there and, you know, for the video, she was in full prosthetics. She looked like a dude, like you couldn't tell it was her. And she walked in and she looked exactly like the stunt double. And then she started talking and she was like, oh, thank you so much for doing this. Like, I love your videos. And I was like, oh, I get it now. And we're actually from like the same area. She went to a school that's like 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, no way.
So, and she knew that before I did. She was like, yeah. She's like, you're from Pottstown. I went to school there. And I was like, yeah, I am from there.
Having a moment with you, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but she talked to me for a while and like gave really good advice, and it was a really good experience. And now I'm like, I mean, I already was her biggest fan, but now I'm like so vocal. Like, she just dropped her album and I'm like online, like, make sure you stream it.
Yeah. She's amazing. I love her new album. That's, I mean, she's so smart business-wise too. Like, everything that she does is just so unique and clever, and just there's something just so magical about her and what she does.
Yeah. And I, you know what it is? I genuinely think that she's just humble, you know, and she's so successful, but she's still 100% herself.
Yeah.
And the same person that she's always been. And I feel like that's really hard to find, with people of her caliber of success. At least, you know, I've met YouTubers that are douchebags.
Yeah, of course.
And my thing is like, if Taylor Swift is cool, why can't you be? Like, it's like, that's Taylor Swift.
Right.
I think that's what it is about her. And she just knows what she's doing. Like, she directed that music video and you could tell it was her vision. She was calling the shots. She knew what she wanted and she handles it with grace, which is something that I look up to most definitely.
I just love that. She's inspiring, and I do agree with you. She's just so humble and such a hard worker, and everything she does is successful. And that probably, I always believe in success coming from being true to yourself and authentic in what you do and being kind. Just like even thanking people and little, like remembering the camera guy's name, like everything is just so important to be kind, and you just never know who you're being kind to and what it can get for you.
Yeah. And I feel like, especially in this business, I feel like word of mouth spreads so far.
Yeah.
So if you're a bad person, everyone's going to know. And if you're a great person, everyone's going to know.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting in like a hair or makeup chair and they just have nothing good to say about some people. And I'm like, wow, that could be me. I could be the biggest bitch ever, and someone having a shoot somewhere far off will know, because that's just the way it is. So
yeah, you don't want that. That's so, you've just like, I mean, 18 years, you've had, before you were even 18, you had over 100 million global streams of your songs, and just at such a young age. And I love that you look up to Taylor Swift for being humble and herself and kind, because that's you've already had so much success at your age. And obviously, like, I think you're just going to take things further and keep growing and learning and being successful. But is music going to be your main kind of pursuit at the moment? Or what are you going to focus on long term?
Yeah. So right now I'm definitely focused on music, but I feel like social media is more just a part of my life because it's so ingrained in me. Like, this is work, but it's also just part of my life now. I can't imagine not waking up and being like, good morning, guys.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's just a part of me. And music now is like my current focus, but social media is always there.
Yeah. I mean, how terrifying is it to like say something wrong in front of that many people? Because I mean, I don't have the following you do, and I'm so scared I'm gonna say something wrong or do something bad, or it's gonna get out there, or like make a mistake. And that just must be terrifying, because you're going through life as an 18-year-old who is gonna make mistakes and who is going to do things that you know, like you already have online, you said you've learned so many, you know, from making mistakes, that's how you learn. But how terrifying is it to have that many eyes watching you?
It's definitely something to think about. Yeah. I mean, I think about it every day, and I also try not to put myself in situations where I could make a mistake. You know, it's like, if I go to this party, what am I going to be doing at that party? Oh, well, it's probably not going to be good. Well, then I probably shouldn't go.
I didn't have that mindset at 18.
Well, I feel like that's also, a lot of that is my parents, even though they're not here, they put so much trust in me. Not only that, but my dad lived by himself for 3 years while my mom came out here with me. My mom quit her job. Like, I feel like my family's made so many sacrifices that for me to f*** it up over a party would be the most disappointing and hurtful thing. So that's kind of where my head's at. And I talk to my parents every day, so I'm constantly thinking of them. And I just wouldn't want to put myself in a situation to disappoint them, or even to disappoint the people who follow me, because I also feel like they dedicate so much time to supporting me, and then for me to just, you know, like, go to a party when there's, you know, a global pandemic and let's get turned, and, you know, like, it's just not it
for you. I mean, I was definitely a freaking asshole when I was 18. So good for you. And I respected the hell out of my parents, and I was still an ass. So I respect what you said about that. That's cool.
Okay, I'm here to tell you that there's more to explore at the Home Depot. From furniture and home decor to bedding and more, HomeDepot.com has endless options for every space. Home Depot has always been a go-to for me when it comes to making changes in my house, whether they're big or small. I just got a microwave from them, a double oven, a cooktop. You guys know I love to constantly update my house and really make it feel like home for me and my three boys. I've been using Home Depot's site pretty much forever when it comes to those little DIY projects I do in my home, like updating hardware, getting building materials, or updating my blinds. But what I didn't realize before I started really digging into their site is that they are literally a one-stop shop for everything having to do with your home. You can get candles, suitcases, Halloween decorations, which is coming up more quickly than we realize, throw blankets, you name it. Seriously, I spoke last week about how I found the most amazing tray in their home decor section that I would have never expected, and it really upgraded my kitchen, just adding the little details that I'm still working on. With the Home Depot, decorating your home is now easier than ever before. Start by heading to HomeDepot.com, where you can shop everything for every room, browse thousands of furniture pieces and decorative accents to fit any style, explore bedding and bath linens, kitchenware and small appliances, all at the right prices. Whether you're going for a brand new look, a seasonal refresh, or simply a few finishing touches, the Home Depot has all of the pieces you need. And the best part? Shop today and you'll get free and flexible delivery with easy returns. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on the styles you love when you use code OFFTHEVINE10 at checkout. Find exactly what you're looking for and more at HomeDepot.com/decor. Valid on select items only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
I have a few questions from listeners. Okay, so Amy wants to know, what is the one video you made that changed everything for you?
The first, like, 5 videos that I posted were the first ones that got featured to the Explore page. So I would say my first couple of videos are where the traction sort of began. Mm-hmm. And I would say that that's probably it. I mean, probably like my second post.
Really? What were you doing?
I was just lip syncing.
Lip syncing. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I remember my niece going on Musical.ly and I didn't know. Now I'm like such a TikTok fan. Okay. She wants to know how all the TikTok, how do all the TikTokers know each other? Do you guys all live in LA? Is that like a thing?
Everyone lives in LA, and I feel like, I don't think that everyone really knows each other, but if you do see someone that you feel like we all know of each other.
Yeah.
So if we're all in a situation where, you know, we're together or we're at like an event or a party or something where we're together, it kind of feels like you're already in the same boat. So it kind of feels like you know each other. Yeah. And it's a lot less awkward when someone's living the same life as you. But I don't think everyone necessarily knows each other. I mean, a lot of them live together in like houses now.
Yeah, that's wild. I could never do that. Have you ever met Jason Derulo?
I have not.
I love his TikToks.
He actually, you really just reminded me that he DM'd me a while ago. I didn't answer. I should probably do that.
Yes!
I forgot because there was a time.
Jason Derulo.
There was a weird time, like right when I turned 18, where I was getting DMs from like random rappers and like artists.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo happened to accidentally slip through the cracks and he was there. I just forgot to answer, but yeah, I should answer him.
That's so funny. That's amazing. I feel like that's a confession in itself. Jason Derulo, get it, girl. I hate this question personally, and if you do too, that's totally fine. But people always want to know, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I guess to answer that vaguely, because I don't really know, I just want to be happy, making other people happy. I mean, that's what my whole career was based off of. So I just want to keep doing that. And, if anything changes and I decide to like work at NASA or something, I'll keep everyone updated, but I think I'll just be doing this.
Yeah. That's great. Because it genuinely makes you happy doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my life.
That's great. You have a dog?
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a Pomeranian. Can you see her?
No.
Come here.
Oh, yeah, there she is. Oh, my gosh. Cute. What's her name?
Her name's Smudge.
Smudge. Oh.
Yeah, she's the best dog. And I'm so unbiased when I say that because I've met a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
And she's just like, she's a real cool girl.
That's awesome. How old is she?
She will be 3 in December.
My dogs could totally just tell I was talking like about a cute dog. They both. Chelsea Tell wants to know, would you rather go out or stay home? I know you're cautious about that, but what would you rather do?
I feel like right now, if it were safe, I would probably prefer to go out because I just feel trapped. Oh my goodness, you have some big friends.
I told you, he like heard me. He's like, you talking about another dog that's cuter than me?
Literally, hold on, I gotta get snapshots.
Yeah.
You can snap a monster, your dog is converted.
Oh, look at the little Smudge. What a freaking cutie. That's such a perfect name for her. She's like a little ink smudge.
Yep, she's just a little smudge.
That's so cute. Look, did you see the puppies? Oh. He's like, no, we're. That's amazing. Okay, couple. Do you have a confession for me?
I did. So I was supposed to get an embarrassing story. Okay.
Yeah.
So
what we do here, we tell embarrassing stories and nobody judges you for it.
It's okay. I have a lot. I embarrass myself all the time. But I meant to text my friend. And I need to start saving, like, last names and people's real names in my phone. Because I was texting my friend, and her contact was my G. And my trainer, his contact is G.
Oh, no.
Because that's his name.
Yeah.
So I forget where we were going. We were going to like an event or something. And I texted her a picture. And I was like, is this too much? And like, my titties were out. And it was like when they grew out of nowhere. And I was like, I was also kind of looking for her to be like, yeah, why don't your boobs get so big?
Yeah.
I sent a picture. I was like, is this too much? And my trainer responded. And he was like, I think it looks fine, but why are you asking? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We never talked about it in person, but he's a really cool guy, but I just did not mean to send that to him. And I don't even know what I thought. I was going to unsend the message or something. If I like airplane mode my phone, like I was like, how do you want? Yeah, it didn't work.
My worst fear is texting a photo to someone I don't want to text it to.
Yeah.
And especially something like that. Like, I would be mortified, but I also, like you said, like, it's hard. Like you don't get embarrassed easily, or you embarrass yourself all the time or something. That is me. And that's like that. That would kill me if I sent that to the. I
actually, my heart sinks a little bit, but then I'm like, you know what? Like, it's funny. Like, they're laughing about it. I should have laughed about it. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You got to laugh it off. My question for you is, what's the first thing you're going to do when you turn 21?
Oh my God. I don't even know. I really want to be able to do stuff in Vegas, because I've been to Vegas and it was so boring, and it's boring when you can't do anything. So I just want to be able to experience it the right way.
Absolutely. That's great. And then the last thing before you go, I just want to know, like, at 18, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh my goodness. Best piece of advice I've ever received.
I'm sure T-Swift dropped some knowledge in your brain.
Yeah. She gave me really great advice about the music industry. She was like, don't let men who don't sing tell you what to do with your career. And I was you're right. Because that happens a lot. So she was right. And that was really great music advice. My parents give great advice all the time. Don't be stupid is one of my favorites.
Simple and true.
Yeah. So I'm like, is this stupid? Yeah, it probably is. Okay, then I won't do it.
It's as simple as that. Oh, I'm into that. Is this stupid? I'm going to take that one and run with it. You should listen to, if you're into audiobooks or like if you like reading or anything, but Jessica Simpson wrote a book. Please tell me you know who that is.
I know Jessica Simpson.
She did this book and she kind of talks about the music industry, and she has a lot of cool lessons in there if you're ever bored, which I'm sure you're not.
I'll have to get around to it, because I actually read Prince has a really great book called The Interview, where they compiled all of his interviews, because he didn't do a lot. He never did a lot of interviews, so they compiled them all, and it's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't think Jessica Simpson, I was, not that I wasn't a fan or anything, I just was like, hearing that her book was so good, and then I was like, I don't know, and then I listened to it, I downloaded it, and I was like, wow, she's actually quite intelligent and has a lot of good advice. So
did she read the audiobook?
Yeah.
Oh, it makes it even better.
I know. I'm just obsessed with her voice. But you're great, and just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you've already got the best piece of advice, which is from yourself, that you want to just be you and see how far you can get as yourself. And I think that's so important. And always use your voice to, you know, spread the positivity that you do and life lessons and I just think you're doing great. Obviously, you're doing great. You have freaking millions and millions and millions of followers. Good Lord, I was going to say, where can people find you? But it's like, I think they all do. But really, where can people find you?
So my Instagram is Lauren. My Twitter is I'm Lauren Gray. My Snapchat is Lauren. And my TikTok is, I never know if it's Lauren or Lauren Gray. Like, I genuinely don't know. I need to, like,
Lauren.
Lauren, yes, Gray, with an A, not an E.
Gosh, 46 freaking million followers. That's insane. Well, good for you, girl. Keep it up, and thank you so much for being on the pod today. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Nice meeting you.
So nice to meet you, too. Bye. Before we go, I wanted to call out a Black-owned business that was recommended by Michelle, who's an Off the Vine listener, and says, The Hop Knot Manchester is owned and operated by the kindest family. They have an amazing menu of pretzels and wide assortments of draft beer. They're friendly, inviting, and they would do anything to help someone in need, which is so sweet. So you can find them on Instagram at hopknot_Manchester. If you're ever in New Hampshire, where they are located, be sure to check them out and keep sending me your favorite Black-owned businesses on the Off the Vine Instagram.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?